T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Your Eagles conversation. This is a Football Friday, damn it. We'll get back to the football conversation in a second, but just wanted to add this. This is according to Keith Pompey. So there is an added barrier of security protection at the Wells Fargo this season due to fans' outrage with Ben Simmons. The barrier prevents fans from getting close and looking down at the players' entrance into the arena. It's a new fence overlooking the players' entrance. And wow. then there's the barrier, so you can't even get over to the fence. Taller fence.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, don't be throwing anything at anybody.
Yeah, which is probably a good thing. So is this also another the 76ers are like, hey, look what we're doing for Ben. We're trying to protect him. Look, Keith, go out there and look at the fence.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yep.
I mean, here's what I say. I would rather see the Sixers doing this than doing the other stuff. At least this shows you're trying to protect your player.
Yeah.
As opposed to offer him up to the fans.
Sure, serve him up on a platter.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they got to protect
this
their
player. This is what
players.
They should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This is what they should be doing. So I mean, I don't like the looks of it, but I'm saying the idea is the right idea, meaning to protect him. If fans are feeling this angry and this and that and the other, then why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, they should. I mean,
that's
optics.
What they should be doing.
The optics of, are fans really going to do that? Yeah, fans probably are really going to do that, so don't give them an opportunity to do it.
Well, people go down there drinking. You don't know what somebody's
going
to do.
Yeah, agreed. And the vitriol for Ben Simmons is certainly there, as we know. Sixers in their home opener tonight, Ike, are 2-point, two and a half. Mm-hmm. We'll say two. At FanDuel, it's two. Underdogs to the Brooklyn Nets.
Eastern Conference Finals matchup. Preview.
What do you think? Who do you like tonight?
I
like the Sixers.
Okay.
I do. I like the Sixers.
Did you want to know who I like?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I don't know. The Brooklyn lost the other night, 6-1. I'm sure Brooklyn doesn't want to go down 0-2, and it's a small line. Sixers at home. Sure.
There you have it. Our NFL picks are coming up at 5:30. Let's get back to the phones here. OG Wade in Chester. OG Wade, how you feeling, pal?
What's good, fellas? How we doing?
OG Wade.
What's up, OG?
Let me just make a couple of points here. The one on Ben Simmons, right? I think the problem with Ben Simmons, not with his mental part, but in terms of moving him, is that teams around the NBA is had to consider, we got a guy that's making max contract, right? Mm-hmm. He's slated as a point guard. There's no other team in the NBA that will run him at point guard but us. Okay, so that is why it's hard to move him, because he's a max contract with a guy that has deficiencies shooting the ball, deficiencies at the free throw line, and now, to his own doing, he's got mental deficiencies. So you may not ever move Ben Simmons, to be honest with you. So the only thing that could actually help that is they're going to have to work it out where he's just going to have to be here. But if he's going to be here, I would put him at power forward. If you want to maximize Ben Simmons, because he's a young player that don't really never asked to be a damn point guard. We was the ones.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
He, of course, he asked to be a point guard. Remember this, Wade, when they drafted Markel Fultz? Ben Simmons is the one who came out and proclaimed himself the point guard on the team.
All right, well, that may be true, but what I'm saying is that I think Stevie Wonder can see Ben Simmons is not a point guard. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we agree there, yes.
Yeah, on to my Eagle point. I believe that we will win this game, and I'm a little upset that the fans and everybody take on it because, according to everybody's take, we were supposed to be 0-6 at this point. You see what I'm saying? So we lost the games that we were slated to lose. And,
yep.
John, I disagree with you saying that Tampa Bay took the foot off. No, they did not. We actually put them in that position with the interception. If you look at the interception with Epps, that was an interception that was overturned, but that it shouldn't have been. We would have had the ball at the 49-yard line and would have went in and got a touchdown.
No, what I was saying was they kneeled rather than try to get a touchdown late is what I'm saying.
No team in the NFL would have tried to get a touchdown in that situation because what it would have done, it would have given the ball back to an offensive –
Wait, I understand that. I know they made the right call. My point is, if they wanted to score a touchdown, they could have had 7 more points. They marched down the field and got first downs, and the Eagles couldn't stop them. My point.
What happened because of the
personal foul?
What was that personal foul?
The taunting penalty. Yeah,
that was on first. That was on the first play of the drive. Yes.
Right. Remember the 3rd and 7 where they threw the ball to Antonio Brown on that crossing right. Well, Epps. All he had to do was put his hand out, and that would have made them punt the ball.
And we would have had the ball with a chance to score. Yeah,
and win the game.
I know, but he didn't.
I know. But what I'm saying is that in doing your observation and when you're criticizing players, if you're going to do it, and I always said this, I don't have a problem with people saying stuff negative about Hurts. Just make sure it is valid. He drew 4 pass interference calls in that game. So if you put those yards on his thing, he's not at a passing yards of 115 yards. So, you know what I mean? This guy can play, and he will be fine. You know what I mean? All we got to do is, obviously, we ain't got no choice but to sit back and watch it. But if you watch this game, and now we're coming up against Denver, who I know we will beat. I know we will. I'm believing we will sweep the Giants. And might sweep the Redskins. So I'm still at 10-7. Which, you know, what took me off of that 11-6 because now we're not running the ball. One of the things I picked us to have that record is the fact that we were going to be one of the leaders in the league in rushing the ball.
Right.
We're not.
Nope.
That's a problem. But it can change. It's not too late.
All right, Wade. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. I know that you're being positive with the Eagles and Hurts, and that's great. I don't think Hurts played a good game last week. With the pass interference calls, whatever, right? Like he doesn't get the yardage for it. I don't care about the yardage. I'm just saying my overall evaluation of the game was he had a poor game. So he's got this week. If he looks great this week, I'll be happy, and I'll say he looks great this week. Len in Swedesboro. Len, how are you, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
All right,
what's up, Len?
What's up, man? So I want to touch on the Eagles, and then hopefully you give me some time at the end. I just want to make one comment on Ben Simmons.
Absolutely.
But I think we're going to win this game. I don't know why, but the Raiders don't really scare me. But this is going to be the game that I'm going to judge Sirianni and Hurts. You know, I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, I think the offensive game plans have been, as we all know, they've been horrendous.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Johnny. I haven't been impressed by Hurts, contrary to what OG Wade says. But this is the game to me. We've had all week where everybody's talking about running game, run pass balance. It felt like Sirianni, it finally got through his head. So we'll see this game.
I'll tell you what, Len, and also, the Eagles have extra days off. I don't want to see the same thing I've been seeing the last couple games. You got extra days off. That gives you more time to add stuff. I mean, let's come out with something different this week. Let's do something different this week.
Yes, exactly. And that's kind of why I'm saying, okay, this is why I'm going to judge them, because they had that extra time. Let's look at your game plans, how they've been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's dog mentality.
Len, it sounds like you and Jack are in the same camp, that this is the last benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Nick, I believe that you can come out and come up with a common sense game plan that makes sense for this game.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it all goes into that. You had extra time. Let's see what you got. No more excuses. But
okay.
As it pertains to Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. I've been pretty simple about my feelings for him. Look, we see you – every offseason in the gym, an empty gym, shooting with no hesitation. That's all I want to see in games. I just need you to explain to me why you could do that there, but when you get into the arena, you can't do it, and you won't do it. And if you talk about anxiety in front of a bunch of people, I could see that if your form looks great when you're shooting in an empty gym, but your form looks like trash there, the same way it looks like trash on those few occasions that you do shoot it.
But he is when he's in the rec center, he shoots, though, right?
Yeah, he shoots. Exactly, he shoots. So why can't he do that in the game? But again, it goes back to, has he really worked on anything? Because the form looks terrible in the gym, even though he'll shoot it. So
yeah. See, that's the thing that I would say, Lynn, appreciate the call, brother.
Yep.
And talking about the Simmons situation, his game versus where I view him and how he would fit here with this team moving forward, that's completely separate in how this situation is being handled. I've said this. The Sixers ought to be happy Ben Simmons wants to be traded. They really should be. You got to be happy he wants to be traded because they can get this contract from around their neck. You got other bad max contracts on your roster already, and we know these parts don't fit. We know these parts don't fit. And this isn't about somehow they love Ben Simmons so much they would never part ways with him. They are obviously willing to part ways with him for the right price. And see, from a business standpoint, you say, yeah, that makes sense. Why wouldn't you want to improve the team? But for a guy that you've been telling for 5 years, he's one of the cornerstones of your franchise, and how much you love him and you protect him and you defend him and everything else, well, that's a shot to the ego and confidence. What do you mean I'm getting traded? I got the center basically reminiscing about playing with Jimmy Butler and wishing he was here openly. That's a shot at me. You're sitting here telling me you're offering me up in a trade. And then the way the season ended. So I don't need Ben Simmons here as a player. I don't believe his game with Joel's game meshes. I don't.
Me neither.
I don't, especially if he's not going to shoot. And I don't believe he's – you think he's going to shoot now? Yeah, he's going to turn into Reggie Miller now. Yeah, we got no chance in hell of him being a shooter here now.
Maybe he shoots so much, we're like, stop shooting the ball, Ben. You're being selfish.
The last thing this dude wants to do is go to a free throw line at home in a critical situation. Forget about the playoffs in the regular season. And you think the fans aren't going to boo him if he misses two free throws? So what do you think that does to a player when the home team starts to boo him? That means to the player, you're signaling you don't want him here. So he's not going to feel like he's welcomed and want to be here and put forth the effort that you want to see him put forth. He's going to start to mope. He's going to start to loaf. He's going to start to figure out a way, how can they get me up out of here as soon as possible? We've seen plenty of athletes this way. That's where he's headed. Best thing is for us to come to grips with it. Seems like the Sixers have. Does anybody think if Daryl Morey gets an offer he likes, Ben Simmons isn't gone?
He's gone right now. He's gone tomorrow.
Okay, that's what I thought. So this isn't about Ben Simmons playing for the Sixers, and the Sixers had all these plans built around him, and now he's messing that up and this and that and the other. Right? So nobody believes that.
Right.
So this is really about Ben Simmons trying to take control of his own career.
Well, and
by saying, I want out now, not when you want to get rid of me.
Right.
I want out now.
Yeah, I mean, for everybody that's emailing me or DMing me, like I'm this enabler that has been supporting him for years and years and years. Like, no, I think you just have to be objective and look at the big picture of things, which is, A, if you're still angry, you don't want him here, you want him traded, you're just mad because you can't trade him and get what you perceive to be a fair trade. So you don't even really want him here playing.
No, you just want to get something in return that doesn't make you happy.
Right. So the aggressive, he's like I get it. I get it with Ben. He's given every excuse for not wanting to be back, mm-hmm. from the fans to Embiid to this to that to whatever. Whatever the reason is, he's here right now and he's saying that he needs some time before he's ready to play. And you know what I say to that? Good. Take some time, get it together, and then figure out what you guys want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for a basketball season, all right? If you're going to continue to play this game where you fine him and he complains of a back injury and you fine him again and you go back on the radio and you say, I'll do this for 4 years, I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, guess what? The Sixers have lost that power to fine him. That's over with.
Yeah, with this it is. Yeah,
that's over with.
And if the Sixers were smart, they'd come out.
That's over with.
And they would have already come out, and they would say that we support Ben, and we're here.
No, they're not going to do that, because that's not what they really feel.
No, it's not.
It's not what they really feel. The GM got on the radio yesterday and said, this could buckle in, everybody.
You know why?
This could last for the next 4 years.
You know why? Because he looks at his mentions, and he looks at Twitter, and he's feeling good about himself, because everybody's saying, yeah, Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl.
Hey.
Yeah.
You told him.
I'm just riffing, baby.
You didn't tell him anything.
No.
You didn't tell him anything.
Nope.
Didn't tell him anything.
No, wait. But the only thing that he told me is that this has become personal between Daryl Morey and the organization and Ben Simmons.
This dude is not getting back on that basketball court until he wants to get back on that basketball court. And the sooner everybody realizes that and allows that to happen, the less frustration you're going to have. Sixers included. Stop it. He ain't getting on the court until he's ready to get on the court. That's just...
Mike, you couldn't be more right.
Yeah, it's just what it is. I'm not saying.
And if you keep trying to force him, he's gonna.
Well, all the drama's gonna keep going.
If you try to force him, then it's gonna be a back again and a knee and everything else, right? Like, but see, that's the thing, because nobody really wants to see him play. They just want the pound of flesh and for him to say he wants to play here, and then we can trade him away. And I don't even want him on the team. I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, I don't think people really know what they want. I really don't think people know what they want.
All right.
I believe that. Thank you, Ben.
Let's go back to the phones with Tommy down the shore.
Hey!
And Tommy joins. I wonder if he's down the shore right now because he was on the West Coast when we talked to him last week. Tommy, where are you, Val?
Yo, John. Yo, what? How you doing, first off?
What's up, Tommy?
I'm back down the shore, back in the greater Delaware Valley or whatever, Atlantic City area, I guess, Wildwood. Back home, feeling good, feeling relaxed. It seems to me, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, you guys and generally the general collective seems to feel pretty optimistic about this Sunday. Is that correct?
Well,
I do. Yes.
Yeah, no, I think
not Johnny.
I think they're flat out losing the game, Tommy. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel optimistic. I feel very, but before we get into that, I'm going to take a brief detour because I had what they call like a light bulb moment. I had an idea. That I wanted to share with you guys, if you're up for hearing it, real quick.
Yeah, go.
Yep,
absolutely.
So game day, right? Sunday game day is very important to all of us. It's tradition like no other. Forget about the Masters. It's all about football, right? And a big part of that tradition is the food, right? The snacks, you know what I'm saying? Like, John, a few weeks ago, you gave me an idea. You said, you know, fry up the bologna, cut it up, put on the nachos. That was a great recipe, man. So you know what we should do? At some point, whenever we can get to it, we should create like a game day recipe book, you know? We call that recipe you gave me, John, we call that the Johnny Mark special. I can throw in a few recipes. Jack throws in a few recipes. I throw a few in like some healthier ones, like my patented bologna lettuce wraps. Next thing you know, we're on the Food Network, man. You know?
Tommy from Down the Shore cookbook.
Tommy from Down the Shore cookbook. I mean, who's this guy on the Food Network? I mean, he's cool. I like, what's his name? Guy Fieri. Fiery Josh. He's got fiery hair. That's all I know. But, you know, he's cool, but he's got nothing on us, right? I mean, that's down the road. That's like long-term goal.
Okay.
Yes. That's our retirement funny, yes.
Exactly. In retirement, we'll all make out big on the Food Network, man. We'll make a bunch of dough. We'll have some fun, throw some recipes around. What do you guys think, man?
I'm with it.
Yeah, I mean, we could just do straight bologna recipes if you wanted to.
I mean, those bologna and lettuce wraps, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's really, you know what? The bologna cookbook, the bologna handbook. Or we'll come up with a name later, but that's all bologna all the time, right?
Tommy, what's your read on the game? It feels like you're optimistic.
I'm very optimistic. I think Hurts is going to show us some things maybe that we've been looking to see, like a few big pass plays. More importantly, I think the defensive line is going to demolish Derek Carr. He's not going to stand a chance. We're going to get to him. We're going to rattle him. I think it's going to be close, but I think we're going to pull this one off. I feel good about it. 27-21 Burns.
Oh, a win, Ike Reese.
27-21. I love it, Tommy.
Beautiful.
Tommy, we'll talk to you next week, pal. Be good.
Thanks so much, fellas. Talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.
You too. All there, brother. He is.
It's Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Down the
shore. Ike, let's send it to Vegas as Pete Scirocco, the owner and proprietor of Chickies and Pete's, cut the ribbon and opened his brand new Chickies and Pete's officially.
How about that?
In the Sahara Casino. Pete!
Yo, I want to know when I can get a song like Tommy.
Oh, man. Well, you should have your song. I'm surprised you don't have an intro already, Pete.
Well,
the Geeter probably has one for him, Mike.
Yeah, the best. There's nobody better than you.
So what's going on out there, Pete?
I'll tell you what's going on. I got here Wednesday because the ribbon cutting was yesterday. First of all, red carpet treatment. There are great people here. They know how to do it. They really do. They had city council come out and proclaim it Chickie and Pete's Day. October 21st is Chickie and Pete's, National Chickie and Pete's Day.
No way.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Wow. I mean, they handed me proclamations. It was beautiful.
Key to the city, Pete?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, the shows, everything. If you think you saw it before, you didn't until you come here.
Hey, Pete.
You know, I haven't been here in 23 years. It's unbelievable.
Is that right?
Now, you're coming back, aren't you? You didn't move out there, did you?
No.
There'll be three locations by next week.
Yeah. No, while I made my speech, I said, I'm a big Raiders fan. I hope they win every game this year except for Sunday.
Smart businessman. There you go.
No, but it's really cool. I mean, there's this Lady Gaga shows. There's Rod Stewart. I mean, live. Live.
It's awesome.
Here.
Like, it's Vegas. Okay, so tell us. So what we want to know, Pete, is whether or not Philadelphia has taken over Vegas. What was the – what's
and
so
how
what's,
obvious is
yeah, what's the place in, been like? Yeah.
They are trickling in. I got to tell you, there's not a bit – football – if you talk to the locals, you know, yeah, I can't wait to the game. You know, they really don't. They're not loving them yet. They don't know yet.
Yeah,
it's new to them.
Yeah,
it's all new. So, you know, the big like little hockey, they're more into that right now. But the football, they'll trickle. They'll get here, and I think a lot of people probably come from California to the game. Old Raiders fans, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I think that. The Eagles fans are trickling in. I think they got here yesterday, and they were probably went to the first bar, which could be a trillion bars here, right? They went to the first bar and started getting pounded. So I know I'm meeting a few at a Chickie and Pete's at 3:00 today, and then like tomorrow, I'm sure for Saturday football.
Oh, it'll be crazy Saturday, yeah.
But it starts at 9 a.m. the game.
That's right.
Ooh boy, yeah.
That's even better. That's right. Lots of Bloody Marys in the morning, Pete.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of it, too. And it's really nice to have a Chickie and Pete's out here and feel like a home base that you could just walk into. I mean, I've been working on and off for the last couple of days. It's really a lot of fun. And he did a first-class operation here.
Man. Well, Pete, congrats, man. You've made
yes,
it.
Yes, man.
Thanks. We did it. We finally, you know, this is when you get this address, it's a nice address.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, I'm still waiting on you to adopt me. You can be dad anytime you want to, man.
How about Uncle?
Okay, I'll take Uncle. Yes, as long as I'm in the family, that's all that matters.
You be back for
You're
Monday?
You're always in my family. You're always in my family.
You know, we see you Monday night, Pete, sure. Or are you going to be sleeping
on
Monday?
He won't be back Monday.
I, you know what? I really would love to be there. I hope you guys can cover the ship without
all me. All right, well, yeah, well.
We will. Unfreaking believable.
All right, Pete, enjoy.
Unbelievable is right. All right.
All right, brother, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Go Eagles, baby.
There he is, yep. Pete Scirocco. It's in the Sahara Casino, the new Chickies and Pete. So if you're headed out there, I saw some pictures, dude. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm pretty sure it doesn't look like any Chickies and Pete's here. He's in Vegas. He has to make sure he keeps up with the appearance out there.
It looks like it's in Vegas.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Man, I'm mad that we're not out there.
Oh, man. I know, right? But then I say, I'm glad I'm not out there, man.
Well, we'll be out there for the Super Bowl this year in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 When the Eagles are.
Oh, okay.
215-592-9494.
I'll take that.
Where is it in 3 years? That's what we have to find out.
Where is it in
probably
2030?
Detroit. Probably Detroit.
Yes. Yeah, wait till it's in the next bad city. That's when we'll be up.
That's when we'll be back.
Where it's freezing cold. And yes.
Where my phone froze outside, literally froze, stopped working.
Yep.
Top 5 at 5 with Jack coming up next. What does he have in store for us on a football Friday? That's coming up next. The rest of your phone calls don't go anywhere. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, there's a big Week 7 matchup between Houston and Arizona. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. This actually was supposed to be a good game. Circumstances changed this game. Quarterback is missing in this game that would have been there. One guy got traded over from the other team a couple years ago. Another guy got traded. So it was a big matchup coming in to the season. But now it seems like this is an obvious Arizona win. So Arizona is giving a lot of points. I don't know if I like that, but I'll take the total, and I'll take Arizona's quarterback. Total passing yards, rushing yards. I like that as well. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Ike this week before Houston takes on Arizona, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Now, remember to use promo code Ike so they know that
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.